The man in line to be the next head of the Federal Reserve went before the Senate today, and Jerome Powell told lawmakers at his confirmation hearing he'll bring continuity to the job.
If confirmed, I would strive along with my colleagues to support the economy's continued progress toward full recovery. We expect interest rates to rise somewhat further and the size of our balance sheet to gradually shrink. However, while we endeavor to make the path of policy as predictable as possible, the future cannot be known with certainty.
President Trump picked Powell to replace current Fed Chair Janet Yellen. He's been a member of the Fed's board since 2012. Let's get the thoughts of Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor, economics correspondent, and co-host of Velshi and Rule. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Robin. This is, you know, I love talking about the Fed.
Yes, you do. It's at cocktail parties.
Yeah.
Well, the last federal Fed chairs were all economists, and that's going back to Paul Volcker and the Carter and Reagan administrations. Powell's an investment banker. So does that make a difference?
So generally, I would say yes. It's not a good thing to not have an economist. I would say that if I were defending Powell and Donald Trump's decision, the Fed is very deep with economists. It has a great deal of economic research and experts there. So I don't think that it costs him too much not being an economist. And of course, he's been on the Fed. So I think that's okay. He's worked with Janet Yellen on a daily basis for years, and he sort of indicated that there would be no major shift in monetary policy despite his being an investment banker. There are a few things around the edges of concern, but I don't think that's it.
Well, we heard him say that he expected interest rates to rise. They had been historically low and are slowly coming up under Janet Yellen's direction. But aren't there concerns that he might, as we've seen other appointees do, move to pull back regulations?
Yeah, so he largely supports Dodd-Frank, which is a good thing from a continuity perspective. But he's urged Congress to rewrite one major provision of Dodd-Frank, which you must have heard about. It's called the Volcker Rule. You and I have talked about it. It is the rule that is meant to prevent banks from making risky bets using taxpayer money, and some argue that the absence of that is what caused the Great Recession. He'll still be tough on banks. He probably would be less tough on banks than Janet Yellen. But again, the Fed is only one of the organizations that governs the banks in this country. In his 5 years as a member of the Fed's Board of Governors, he has built a reputation as a centrist. So he looks like he'll keep the interest rate hikes going at a very slow pace, as we're expecting. And he has said that some regulation should be dialed back.
Well, the economy has now been expanding since the bottom of the recession you mentioned, 2009. But most Fed chairs face or have the possibility of facing one, is there a sense he can handle that?
Yeah, so there's a tough issue here. The Fed has two things that it wants to happen. It wants good unemployment, and it wants inflation at a particular level, a 2% target. We've had very low inflation in the United States, partly because oil prices are at a lower rate than we thought there would be a lower price. And Janet Yellen, in fact, Jerome Powell said in an interview in August, he said this low inflation is a kind of a mystery. So you don't want to raise rates when you've got low inflation. So he's got a bit of a quandary in front of him, but there are lots of economists who talk and think about this every day. But that'll be his challenge. What do you do with interest rates when inflation remains so low? Generally speaking, you wouldn't want to increase them.
Well, his confirmation process, you tell us, is expected to be pretty uncontroversial, but we will continue to follow it. And it's a name I think we're going to start becoming familiar.
We'll be saying a lot.
Yeah. Jerome Powell. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thank you so much.
All right.